It is tough sometimes carrying around these heavy bodies and big brains. Haven't you ever thought how wonderful it would be to zip around the treetops like the birds? The views must be great from up there. Fortunately, we can use these big brains to devise ways to haul our heavy bodies up into the trees for a little sightseeing. Sightseeing may not be the main point of traveling by zip line for some people, but it's a good point. If the term zip line does not immediately register, just think of all those spy movies where the characters zip from one building to another, hanging from a cable suspended between them. A relatively recent business called Crater Lake Zip Line offers that experience in Klamath County, and we have the proprietors with us, Jennifer Rowe and Darren Rowe. Hi, Jennifer. Good. I can't hear you that well. Darren, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just excited to get back out on the course again after we're done visiting with you folks.
How did you guys get into this business? Tell us about that first.
Oh, man. This is it's quite the family adventure. So we like to take our boys and do family vacations, as you know, many families do. And we happened to be in Belize and went on a zipline tour. As soon as we got off that course, my wife looked me right in the eye and said, "We need to do this back at home." 5 years later, here we are with a canopy tour zipline course in Klamath County, and we're so excited to share it with people.
Jennifer, tell us about that initial fascination with ziplines from that trip to Belize. I don't think we have Jennifer anymore. All right, so Darren, let's pick it up with you again. So you came back here. It took 5 years to get this whole thing going. What did you have to know to be able to get started in the business?
Well, you know, it really took a lot of research. In the beginning, we started by looking for builders looking for reputable builders, I should say, researching their product, looking at different courses, understanding what we liked and what we didn't like in different courses, planning the course out, looking for a location. There's so many variables that go into this that make it a quality course, and it took a long time to even find all of those things and then put it together to our liking based on the positive and negative comments that we would hear on a regular basis on the different courses that we researched and toured personally. So that was the determining factors in how we did it and where we decided.
So you call these courses, so it's not just, you know, I'm going to zip from point A to point B and then I get a ride back or something like that. It sounds like a bit more of a circuit than that.
It really is. Like our course, I'll explain how it's designed. So we gear you up at the lower part of the mountain, and then we put you in a UTV or a six-seater, and we drive to the top of the mountain, where you go through a ground school. We teach you all about all the things that you're going to need to be cognizant of while you're on the course. And then we put you on the first platform, and with your guides, you go from platform to platform through the tree canopy. You literally start at ground level, and you zip down a little bit of a slope into the first tree. And as soon as you enter the course, you're in the trees until you zigzag your way down the mountain, and then you end up about 250 feet from the gear up platform where you initially started and got a ride to the top of the mountain. So it's quite an adventure, and the views, they're just amazing.
I can see why ski areas would make use of this, because you're taking advantage of the gravity involved in the vertical descent.
Yeah, correct. And, you know, setting it up so there's no hiking involved except a short walk once you leave the course, you know. Just making it so everyone, the whole family, can do the tour. That was one of the things we heard in our research and on the courses where there was some climbing or of ladders or walking uphill. We heard that, gosh, I can't bring so-and-so, or I would love to do this again, but this is too hard on me. So we we addressed all those issues with our course.
We were talking about the Crater Lake Zip Line with Darren Rowe and Jennifer Rowe, the proprietors. And you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your questions. Maybe you've never done a zip line before. I know I haven't, which is why I'm asking all these questions. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Jennifer, is your phone working now?
I'm back.
There you go. Okay. Tell us about the land where you guys set this all up.
Sure. Well, so it's Forest Service land. It's the U.S. National Forest. So that was certainly a neat thing to find when we went to the Tomahawk Ski Bowl, or what used to be Tomahawk Ski Bowl. There was some infrastructure already there. It was a retired ski area that didn't make it because it didn't have the snow levels that it needed to be consistent year after year. And so for us, as we were looking around at the different locations that we wanted to consider for building, when we got to that site and looked at what was already in place that we could kind of rejuvenate and make work for a zipline course, that was certainly wonderful. And then as we discovered the views at the top of that mountainside, and also just walking through the trees and finding how healthy it was right there, and just the different variety of different pines, that was very exciting for us. So it's a super special spot. What's also really great about the location is that it is very reachable for a lot of different folks. It's very close to Ashland. It's very close to Crater Lake National Park. It's right in the backyard of Klamath County, so it makes it very nice for people to be able to reach it and do it as a nice day trip with the family.
You're in the Rocky Point area, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the northern part of Upper Klamath Lake. And can you see the lake from the zip line course?
You can see Upper Klamath Lake for what seems like miles. Then you can see the Cascades in the distance. You've got Mount McLaughlin Peak right there, and Pelican View. You can see off in the distance the rim of where Crater Lake would be. So, yeah, the view is amazing.
So talk to rookie zipliners, either one of you. What do you need in equipment, strength, and courage to do this for the first time?
Well, I'll have Darren talk to you about the equipment, and then I'll talk to you about strength, because I'm definitely the weaker of us.
Okay.
Well, maybe physically, but mental issues much stronger than I am. So, so the equipment. So, of course, we're going to provide all of the equipment. We have a full body harness that we, of course, help you get into and adjust it properly to your body shape and size. Let's say we all have different body styles. No one's built the same. So the harnesses are completely adjustable. So once you step into those, then all the adjustments start to happen. And then we adjust it accordingly.
So just to be clear, you're not hanging on by your own upper body strength, though. I mean, your weight
is supported. That's correct.
Yeah.
You are literally strapped in by a harness that is rated at 10,000-pound tensile strength. So you are being held up by something that is what we call pull-tested, to a point of where it will break to a minimum of 10,000 pounds. So if you think that you're going to break a 10,000-pound strap, then you might not want to do the course. But I think that most folks are going to be okay. So that being said, then you're going to have a trolley system, okay? And that trolley is what goes on the cable, and that's what you ride the cable with. Now, you are not attached by just the trolley. You're also attached by what we call our Y-tails, which is another, we call it the life support device, and those are attached to the cable as well. So if the trolley were to fail, you're still connected by two Y-straps, each of them rated at 5,000-pound rating, and so there you have it. You're pretty secure. And then, of course, we're going to provide you with a set of leather gloves that you will wear during the whole part of your tour as well, and a helmet.
All right, so a lot of equipment there. And go ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, well, we get a lot of questions because lots of folks have never done a zipline canopy tour. So it's pretty needed to be able to answer lots of questions and make people feel as comfortable as they can going on a big adventure like that. And one of the questions that we do get asked is, you know, okay, how strong do I have to be? And so I just try to encourage folks that, look, this is not limited to high-powered athletes. This is geared towards just normal folks. You want to be in good physical health. You know, it is more remote. It is something that's high adventure. So it's not for everyone. That's a definite. But you don't have to be some high-power athlete to do it. You have to have good mobility in your arms, not necessarily great strength, but just good mobility. And then you don't want to come up on the course and have some big medical condition. You know, we want you to be as safe as we can possibly make it, but you want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself up there too, and you know yourself best. So we usually just tell folks, look, if there's anything you're uncomfortable with, you need to make sure and ask. We may not have the answer. We may refer you back to someone who's an expert on your health. But for the most part, the folks that we're seeing coming up, they're just regular people that want to see the tree canopy. They've never had the opportunity to get that experience, and they are looking forward to challenging themselves sometimes. Well, most of the time, because it's not very normal for most people to be up in a tree canopy. And then they're looking for some adventure, and they're usually looking to do it with people that they really love or really like and want to get out and have some fun with.
Jennifer Rowe and Darren Rowe are our guests on the Jefferson Exchange, the proprietors of Crater Lake Zipline near Upper Klamath Lake. 800-838-3760 if you'd like to join us by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So this is a lease then with the Forest Service? Is that what I heard you say?
It is, yep.
Mm-hmm. How long does the lease last, and how do you attach the zip line cables and stuff to the trees?
Well, so our lease is a 20-year lease. It is renewable for us. The Forest Service has been a real partner for us. I mean, they're also interested in getting people out to explore forests and get out and recreate. And so this is a natural fit for them as well. Especially at that location because of its history and, you know, it wasn't a new recreational spot for mm-hmm. the public. So that part is really great. And then what was your other question?
About how you attach the stuff to the trees. I'm just, the question basically gets to the environmental sensibility of the area.
Yeah, sure. So we, of course, one of the big pieces as we were planning this, this zip line canopy tour and getting ready to build. We went through, of course, a big NEPA study with the Forest Service, just checking before we ever got started on that piece of it, making sure that it was suited, making sure, you know, what are the effects around us. And then our team that we hired to come out and build, we certainly didn't build it. We hired experts. So we on that team, there's an arborist, and he's a tree specialist. So they have the standards that are approved by the ACCT Association and also from ASTM on how to attach the cables and how do they mitigate, you know, as much as they can to the trees, making sure that trees are healthy before we ever begin. And so it's a real process.
And how long does it take, Darren, to go through the whole process here? Not the environmental process. I mean, good question. Yeah. Actually, how long it takes to take the course?
Do you mean to run the course?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we're finding that with a group of 8 to 10 that it's taking 2 hours, 45 minutes to 3 hours, 15 minutes. And that's a maximum group. We try to keep groups of 6 to 8. Out there, and we're being able to do 2.5 to 3 hours. Depends on the people. On, you know, some people need a little encouragement or a little more help on understanding what to do. But typically, the guides are really helpful in teaching the folks about, you know, how to trust their equipment, how to do everything the way that they need to do it. And
is there any partial option?
I mean.
Is there any partial option? Can you do just one part of it, you know, and get your feet?
No, there's not. Like I said, once you enter the trees, you are in the trees. The only option that there is, if someone does, let's say, do 2 of the elements and they go, gosh, I just can't do it anymore, we carry a emergency backpack, And in that backpack is 150 feet of rope and a luring device. And we are completely trained and very skilled in luring people from the course. If you need lowered from the course, we will lower you down. We'll call ground support. Of course, we have ground support available all the time when we're in the trees. And ground support will come up to that portion of the course, and they will give you a ride back down to where you started, and we'll just take care of you and not embarrass you, but that has happened one time, and the lady, she said she had an amazing experience, and the rest of her group went on, and, you know, no one was upset. They just, she just didn't feel like she could go on, and so we let her off the course, and there you have it.
So, Jennifer, what does it cost to go through the course, and how's business so far?
Yeah, so we have set rates at $95 per person, and that, like Darren said, includes the entire course. It's not charged by the element. And then on weekends, we bump that up just a hair and go to $105 per person. So, so far, we've been pretty steady busy, which is really cool because we have a lot of rangers that want to be working. So they've been enjoying their time with people. We've just been so amazed to just, as people come out of the trees, just listening to their comments and watching them connect with each other up in the trees. And then even once they're down off the course, it's just been so special to watch how those people become friends in 2.5 hours. And they have discovered, you know, who each other is and learn to encourage each other. And the guides are getting to take part in that. And so the more and more folks that get up in those trees, it's just really been cool to watch. Wow.
Okay, good time. Well, I want to thank you both for joining us, Jennifer and Darren Rowe, the co-owners of Crater Lake Zipline at craterlakezipline.com. Thanks again for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.